Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, these LPs are the bee's knees. Oh, jeez. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Eric Didrikson, filling in for our good friends Jim Lenahan and Patrick Foster. They're away for a short spell, and in the meantime, I get the pleasure of bringing you some good tunes. Today, I wanted to spin a few of my favorite LPs of the year to date. There have been some really incredible records to come out. Two of the Strokes put out great records. Their singer, Julian Casablancas, put out Virtue with his new band, The Voids. And Albert Hammond Jr. put out the wonderful Francis Trouble. Lucy Dacus' Historian is just stunning. And Hopalong's Bark Your Head Off Dog is stellar. But I wanted to spotlight five records in particular that I think are flying a little too far under the radar. First up is Year of the Rat by Rat Kid Cool, the solo project of Kieran O'Donnell from New Jersey. This record has just such a unique sound. It combines DIY bedroom pop with hi-fi recording and subtle chamber pop production. The lyrics are earnest, raw, and honest, but with a wry sense of humor, like on Always the Same.
If this is as bad as it gets, I know that I'll be okay. As long as it doesn't get worse, that is what I always say right before it gets worse. It always gets worse.
Next up is Fair Sex by X-Maid, which is Miranda Taylor of Hunchback, backed by the post-punk trio Psychic Teens. It's noisy and heavy, but also spectacularly melodic, like on the lead single Devoted, which is a masterclass in syncopated riffing.
I guess I changed my mind.
There's Con Todo El Mundo by Cruangbin, a trio from Houston, Texas. They somehow combined surf rock, psychedelia, funk, and gospel into one cohesive and incredible sound. This one is Maria Tambien. Next is Every Little Thought by Hurry, a power pop trio from Philadelphia. This record is gem after melodic gem, from the introspective title track to the joyful On the Streets to the meditation on modern life that is the lead single, Waiting for You.
Looking at your phone, spending
Finally, there's Foreign Being by the Royal Vey, a trio from Brooklyn. This record is a study in contrast. There's sludgy menace, there's righteous blistering fury, and there's fuzzy power pop, often all within the same song. Here's the lead-off track, CNT. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked what you heard today, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you didn't, come around again when Jim and Patrick are back and you won't be disappointed. If you want to get in touch with the show, leave a message on the Suburban Party Line at 612-440-1984. You can also email Jim and Patrick at rock@suburbspod.com or connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, all at suburbspod. My name is Eric Didrikson, and I'm going to leave you with the closing track from the Royal Vey's Foreign Being called Weekender. Catch you next time. Hell yes, no. Oh, jeez.